We'll stop here for a minute. This isn't necessarily part of Elsewhere Philatelic Society history, but it's one of my favorite stories. In 1982, the Aquatic Thought Foundation purchased the Aquatic Mammal Art Collective outright and closed the facility to the public. The dolphins from the art collective were kept here in a large round chamber on this floor. However, one problem the scientists had was effectively warming the chilly water brought in from the bay to keep the dolphins happy and creative. Electric and gas heaters interfered with some of the Foundation's technologies and were frankly too expensive to run. So instead, they planned to move the dolphin tanks to the roof overhead in an experiment using solar heating techniques. The Elsewhere Numismatic Society, our rival organization at the Underground Library, sought to drive us further out of the neighborhood. One of their officers used his connections at the library to try to get in well with the Foundation. To help pay for the new tanks, the numismatists held a fundraising event, the Grand Aquatic Ball, with thousands of guests. It was a lavishly decorated event, and in keeping with their area of expertise, had a coin-tossing contest in the new glass-bottom tank itself before the dolphins were moved. They planned to toss thousands of dollars worth of coins into it to show how many donations they'd receive. Well, the sheer weight of all the coins flipped into the new glass tank cracked it, flooding the atrium beneath, bankrupting the event itself, and eventually forcing the Foundation to move its facilities out of the building altogether. The 85-foot-high fountain rain column, created by artist Doug Hollis, commemorates the utter failure of the numismatists on that night. Perhaps for safety's sake, you should note the capacity of the room. How many people can be safely accommodated here? Once you've done that, look at the security desk, but do not approach it yet. Please turn left and follow the corridor towards the glass doors, but not through them, for the next location on your map. Look up for the east-west and north-south stamps before playing the next audio track.